AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Israeli military claims to have killed a top Hezbollah commander as its bombing campaign in Lebanon continued for a second day. More than 560 people have been killed, many more wounded, as thousands have fled southern Lebanon. Charles de Ledesma has more.
Lebanese Health Minister Firas Abiad tells the media the people coming to the hospitals are civilians, including a large number of women and children. The attacks also targeted ambulances, medical centers, and fire trucks. Hotels in Beirut were quickly booked to capacity, and people are offering up rooms in their houses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden addressed the situation at the UN General Assembly.
Full-scale war is not in anyone's interest. Even if the situation has escalated, a diplomatic solution is still possible. In fact, it remains the only path to lasting security to allow the residents from both countries to return to their homes and the border safely.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is seeing a morally intolerable level of impunity from a number of governments.
They can trample international law. They can violate the United Nations Charter. They can turn a blind eye to international human rights conventions or the decisions of international courts.
Campaigning in Georgia, Donald Trump has pledged to stop U.S. businesses from shipping jobs overseas and to take other countries' jobs and factories.
If you don't make your product here, then you will have to pay a tariff, a very substantial tariff, when you send your product into the United States.
Two major weather systems are bringing heavy rain and high winds to Mexico. Tropical Storm John struck its southern Pacific coast as a Category 3 hurricane before weakening. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Helene has formed in the Caribbean Sea. Forecasters warn it could strengthen into a major hurricane as it makes its way toward the southeast U.S. This is AP News. The Justice Department has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Visa.
It is charging a hidden toll.
Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Adding up to billions of dollars of fees imposed annually on American consumers and businesses.
And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks edged up to more record highs on Wall Street in a relatively quiet day of trading. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Tuesday, setting an all-time high for the 41st time this year. The Dow added 83 points, that's about 0.2%, to its record high. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after a report on consumer confidence came in surprisingly weak. That raised expectations that the Federal Reserve may make another extra large cut to interest rates at its next meeting in November. The Fed recently shifted gears from fighting inflation with high interest rates to shoring up the economy by lowering interest rates. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.